I completely forgot what I was about to say. Shit. Oh, I know.
Was it something along the lines of "this podcast is over"?
Not quite. There's one last part. We'll move on to part four.
Oh,
The final part. Electric Boogaloo. We've done a lot on pause. I've been really looking back through the Pro Board's times and comparing things. And where do you see PAWS in another 5 years?
You know, I think I've said this before. I really don't know. I think we'll still be around just because, I mean, we've been around the past 5 years and we're bigger now than we were then. I don't see why we would not be around 5 years from today.
Still be around, still be procrastinating. I'll still have
Yeah.
like a shitty job.
It'll probably, as far as activity goes, it might be weird because, like, at least I'll probably be, working full time and whatnot. I'll be out of college. A few others will probably be out of college and stuff too. Maybe something on the topic of being weird, maybe Scott will come back for good.
You're just kind of dreaming at that point, aren't you?
Yeah, I almost got him, man. He was back for about a week, and then he disappeared again.
Do you know why he disappeared? Was it more World of Warcraft?
Probably.
That poor bastard. Yeah, we've lost a few people along the way. Him, Insomniac Dude, Mr. Spoon.
Yeah. Tenda.
Sam. Oh man. Holy crap. Moment of silence.
Yeah. Moment of silence for those who decide they had better things to do.
For those who woke up one day and had lives.
For those who got the invitation to the cool kids table.
Oh, I like our table at the back of the school.
Yeah.
The table in the WHS movies, Star Wars movies.
I actually haven't watched most of those, mainly because the file sizes are really humongous, and I don't have the patience to download all those things.
Yeah, it takes a whole night to download all of them, but they're all pretty good, so I recommend them.
Yeah, maybe I will sometime. Just that, 200 megabytes for 5 minutes of video is a weird trade-off.
Well, I may need to run to the bathroom for a moment, so you go ahead and talk to people. I don't have a jar next to me, or I just pee in it, but. Pardon me.
All right. Okay, guys. While it's just me, I'm gonna have to find something to do. So let's go on to fanfiction. Dot. I think it's com, or maybe it's net. Okay, it's net. Whoa, com is a domain squatter site, man. Someone domain squatted fanfiction.com, man. You could sell that for some big bucks. I might buy that domain. Well, it's not fanfiction.net either. Oh wait, I wrote fanfaction. My bad. Okay, fanfiction.net. Let's see what we can find on fanfiction.net. Let's see. Let's check out the anime section. See, I don't, let's let me find something about. I don't know what Kimagure Orange Road is, but I'm gonna click on this. See. Yeah, this doesn't look interesting. Let's try something else. Ooh, Slam Dunk, an anime called Slam Dunk. Okay. Let's read this thing called, let's read A Unlikely Couple by Sinestra Yamasaki. Chapter 1, One Special Work. Sakuragi, I've to put you in a special class if you want to pass my subject. What do you mean, teacher? The man with glasses' sweat dropped. This boy doesn't have any respect for me. He cleaned his glasses with a handkerchief and put them back on. Yes, that you have to do a special work that I'm going to give to the other group. If you don't do it, you automatically fail my subject. Do you understand? The redhead swallowed. Okay, teacher, any work would be nothing for a tensai. Ja, 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 ja. Okay, this is a Spanish speaker, I guess. It explains the weird grammar. The men just look at him and wait. The reed headed to follow him to the other classroom. He show him his sit, and the smiley redhead sit down, while the other students stared at him curious. I had to talk with all of you about the special work you have to do. Well, the work would have been to be going in this... Okay, this story's terrible. Let's find another one. Oops, I accidentally closed the tab. Hey, while I'm at it, you know that if you press Control-Shift-T in Firefox, it opens the last tab you closed. That saved me a lot of times. When I accidentally closed that one Coral Mayhem picture that I really want to save, and I accidentally close it. So, let's see. I know. What do you want to listen to? What kind of anime you want me to read a fanfiction on, huh? Nobuta wo Produce it is. Let's read Confession by Miyaka Kenyuki. Description: A girl finally confesses to Akira. Why does that make Shuji feel so weird? Akira Shuji. Possible Uke Shuji. Warnings. I don't think I need to warn you guys. This ain't me. Okay, here's the story. Shuji headed to the roof where he normally met Akira for lunch, humming absentmindedly under his breath. A contented smirk graced his face, and he practically skipped toward his destination. To observers, he looked unbearably happy. Shuji would have denied it, but it was true that he was happier than he had been in a long time. Ever since he saw Akira's face that first day at his new Hokkaido school, the feeling of content had never left. It was as if, with Akira there, nothing could go wrong. Of course, Shuji would like Nobuta there, too. But somehow it was a little different with Akira. All the anxiety about making new friends and keeping up his popularity flew out the window the instant he spotted the strange boy in the corner by the window. Because now there was... Wait, hold on. His popularity flew out the window when he spotted the strange boy in the corner by the window? Okay. I thought he was going to be blocking the window or something. Anyway. Wait, Rick, you there? Because I'd kind of hate it if I was doing all this crap and you were sitting here silently laughing at me the whole time. Rick. I'm not going to sit here and read fanfiction the whole time, man. I got things to do too, you know. Rick. Rick must really be bombing Pearl Harbor in there. You know, I guess this is why I never wanted to do a podcast, because I really didn't feel like holding up this entire thing by myself. I don't like being alone. And I feel alone. So alone. Okay, here's an idea. How about a dramatic reading of a junk heap thread? Let's see, where will we go to today? Let's find something somewhat long, but not really long, like a fake post thread or something. Kaijo Boss Dredge. Man, I sure do love Kaijo Boss Dredge. Let's read Disguise by Dr. Star Eye. Oh, wait. Never mind. Can't read that because that was the one with the images. Rick, you there? Series of ITTs by Star Eye. Wonder if those should be shittolift. Rick!
Dead silence.
Rick, man, it's been too long. You won't believe what I've had to do while you were gone.
Turn tricks?
It involved a trip to fanfiction.net.
God, I'm going to have to edit this whole thing now. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to banish this.
Okay, so, where'd we leave off?
Not quite sure. I was in the John. I always forget things when I'm peeing. Let's see. We were talking about the site. We were talking about where we saw the site in 5 years.
Okay.
And you sufficiently said it would be there, except you wouldn't update as much because you'd have a life.
Yeah.
And then we made fun of Scott. That was funny.
Yeah, that's Scott, man. What a character.
He doesn't even talk to his own girlfriend to play the game.
Yeah.
That's kind of a real sad, sad statement.
He's got more than one character at level 70. I think that says enough.
Oh, God. That boy needs counseling.
Yeah. I don't know if counseling alone would do it. I think it'd have to be something a little more forceful.
He'd have to be duct taped to a chair and forced to play Doom for hours on end.
I don't know how anyone could get to level 70 on that game. I know that takes a long time.
That game is so boring.
I know. To just sit there and kill the same monsters over and over to get the experience to get to 70, certainly you have something better to do with your time.
Isn't he supposed to be going to school?
I heard. I wonder how he's doing at school anyway. I haven't heard much about that.
Well, hopefully next time you talk to him in a year or two, you'll be able to disconcern whether he's dropped out or not.
Yeah.
This is just a lesson for all the people listening. Don't play World of Warcraft.
Yes, don't play World of Warcraft.
You'll end up like Scott.
And you won't win. His level is too high.
You know what? I know why he's playing World of Warcraft now. He's training to be the final boss of the internet.
I don't know if the final boss of the internet would use World of Warcraft as his main battlefront, though.
Oh, God.
I think he'd be a little bit more destructive than that.
Can you ever see him going on another boss road trip?
No.
Wasn't he, like, tanked after that last one?
I guess. Although, wasn't it his idea?
Yeah, I know. He was, like, the one who started it, and near the end, he was just so dead tired. And he didn't get the hint until I beat him over the head that I wanted him to go and leave me some time with the lady. You know, he could have stayed at the hotel, you and him staying at the hotel with me, and we could have hung out during the day and stuff, but, you know, quality time with the missus.
So, yeah.
That Scott guy.
I wonder if we'll have another road trip again. I'm kind of surprised that we were actually able to go through with that one.
It was shocking that I think we all did it last minute.
Yeah, and it just that, you know, none of us happened to be busy during that week.
I don't know about you guys, but I just had that money laying around, and you showed up at my door. If you didn't show up, I wouldn't have cared either way.
Yeah, that's another thing. I had, like, just, I had about, more or less, just enough money to get through that road trip.
Yeah, that was basically what it was. We just had just enough money to do it, and we happened to have the free time, so.
Yeah. Nowadays, I'm in school, I'm working, and I don't have enough money for the road trip, so.
You're just gonna
I don't know if that'll
stop.
Ever happen again.
I hope so. That was really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I want it to happen again sometime. I just don't know if it will. And if it does, I don't know how soon it'll be.
One of us needs to win the lottery so we can just organize and pay everyone over to a giant warehouse. Well, I can tell
okay,
by Soap's yawning, we can wrap up now.
Yeah, I think I actually am starting to get tired now, and I do have to be up in, 3.5 hours?
Yeah, so we'll start wrapping up. What are your final thoughts on the Paw's birthday? Are you any final things to say to the people out there?
Keep on trucking. Let's make 5 more good ones. I still got to decide what kind of update I'm going to have on that day.
Yeah, I've asked a few people to help update, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, it'll probably just be us.
Yeah.
As usual.
Just Gold's supposed to write a kick-ass pieces of, and Star Kirby wants to make a skin, but I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah.
I think it's ironic and quite perfect that it'll just be us updating that day.
Yeah.
It's kind of poignant in a way. Well, that's about it for this podcast, though. Soap's tired,
yeah.
And I'm getting drowsy after eating all that macaroni and cheese. So,
Yeah, this has been going on for far too long.
Yeah, this has been too long. Soap is not pleased.
Way too long.
Don't worry, I'll edit it down to something like 5 minutes. Just the highlights. Skip the entirety of every spatulator mailbag reply. That alone will give us half an hour.
Altogether.
I think I choked on something. Excellent. Insert dick jokes.
Oh, insert.
Eyebrows.
Eyebrows.
All right, so, Soap, this has been fun. It's been a fun 5 years.
Yeah. You know what?
Hopefully we won't
cheers.
Kill each other for the next 5.
Yeah, we need to use the cheers emoticon in our updates.
Oh, hell yeah. Will Paws get special birthday bears?
I haven't even thought about doing birthday bears. That could be cool.
Stick figure birthday bears that are, like, sticking out their tongues?
Yeah, something like that. We'll come out with something. We still got about a week.
Yeah, Jesus, we still have a week left. Oh, man. Well, this is KingRank56 of the DailyPOS.org, and I've had Soap here joining me, and happy birthday, Paws.
Happy birthday.
Good night, folks.
Good night.